mă lără pe chi, era mama și are ieteri pe chi. Hey, Church of the Living God, the pillar and the ground of truth, I'm speaking to your spirit man. I'm speaking spirit to spirit. And as Jesus said that his words are spirit, I'm saying that my words are spirit. And your spirit man inside of you hears my words, and I say, wake up, spirit man. Wake up, spirit man, because you've been made alive again in Christ. You are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Did you know in Revelations chapter 3, Jesus said, to he who overcomes, I will let him sit on my throne as the Father has caused me to sit on his throne. There's this incredible romance, us in Jesus, Jesus in us in the Father in us. You know, there's so much doctrine, you know, even the doctrine of the Trinity, it can limit our thinking. It can limit our thinking because how can we think of the Trinity, you know, as mutually exclusive from us when we are as if the fourth member of the Godhead? I say that to challenge you because there's something in my life. It's the kingdom of God and it's taking over. It begins as a mustard seed. And I think there's power on my words. I think you can feel the power. And maybe you don't feel it at church. Maybe you don't feel it at home. Maybe you don't feel it in the Bible. But I'm telling you what it is. It's the kingdom. Any message that doesn't preach the kingdom is missing the point. Any GIF or blog post or motivational scripture. Yes, there's truth in all scripture. Yes, there's application in any sermon. And anywhere the Bible is read and the name of Jesus is lifted up is great. As Jesus said, you know, if you're preaching Jesus, then you're with me. You know, either you're with me or you're not, or you're against me. But so I'm not saying that church isn't good, but I'm just saying that there's a power available and it's called the kingdom. Paul didn't come with wise sounding words. He came with power. And you see why I get angry and why I try to shock you sometimes by saying things like, I'm gonna say, move over, Jesus. Move over, Jesus. Hey, he's my friend. I can joke with my friend. He's my brother. You know, he knows my heart. You know, the religious spirit will always judge a man. And Bill Johnson preached a great message recently saying that the religious spirit and the political spirit are both concerned primarily with the opinion of man. The kingdom is never concerned with the opinion of man. The whole Bible is saying, what is man? He is but a breath. He is but dust. Even if you weigh him on a scale, he doesn't weigh anything because he's just air. And so what I'm saying is I'm preaching power, I'm preaching kingdom, and there's power on that. And I'm telling you, it's the kingdom is power. Paul said the kingdom is not meat and drink, but power in the Holy Ghost. So you just got to get in the Holy Ghost. Now, what stops us from getting in the Holy Ghost when we're a Christian, when we're born again, when we're seated at the right hand of God, when we're in church and reading the Bible and don't feel the power? I'll tell you what's stopping us. Jesus clearly explained it. He said, beware of the teaching of the Pharisees and of Herod. What's he saying? Jesus, the King of the kingdom, is saying that my teaching, which falls by the wayside, which gets burnt up by the sun, which gets eaten by birds, which grows next to thorns and briars, my kingdom word is constrained by the word of religion and by the word of political. So what's religion? Religion is anything that says that we have to work for God. The religion is anything that says that we've got to do A, B, C, and D to get to God. You know, what's the political spirit? That's the world system. That's the hierarchy and it's not politically correct and you shouldn't pray for a woman because, you know, or you have to, you know, get someone to come with you to give a prophetic word. Now, there's wisdom in some of that stuff, but don't let it constrain the kingdom. You know, when you have a word for someone and you and think, oh, I don't know, should I give it? Shouldn't I give it? You know, you got to weed those thoughts out of your brain. You've got to replace the religious thoughts and the political thoughts with kingdom thoughts. How do you do that? Washing of the water of the word. I pray in tongues 15 minutes every morning. I don't even think about it. Sometimes my brain's saying, what are you even doing this for? But I pray in tongues for 15 minutes. The other thing I do is I seek first the kingdom. If you're seeking first the kingdom and God gives you a word for someone, you go and give it because you're not afraid of what they're going to say. If you're not seeking first the kingdom, then, you know, it's a lot easier to be misled. So I just want to encourage you guys. Sometimes I say things like, hey, Jesus, move over. What I'm saying is, Jesus, I'm an overcomer. And I'm looking forward to sitting on that throne with you, bubby. I love you. You love me. We have this amazing romance. You know, we talk all day. God, all my springs and all of my wells are in you. You alone do I trust. You are my portion. I have nothing else in this world. Everything comes from you. I don't look to my own efforts, but I trust your efforts. And I'm going to come to heaven one day and I'm going to sit next to you and it's going to be awesome. I'm going to rule with you. I'm going to reign with you because I know who I am and I know who my God is. The other thing I said, you know, about the fourth member of the Godhead. Look, Jesus said that he said, Father, I pray that they would be one with us. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Jesus clearly paints a picture that it's the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the bride. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the church. The Father, the Son, we are the body of Christ. I'm not mutually exclusive from the Trinity. And I'd say it's a quatorici or whatever the word would be. I'm saying it's actually all things. The true Bible says all things are being made to come under Christ. Heaven and earth and everything is all going to be made one in Christ. It's the great convergence. And so I'm just saying, don't let religion limit your thinking. Don't walk around like the Trinity is far off. You are in the Trinity, you know. I said something else recently about in one of my videos that I think one or two people have watched thus far. I said something about us being gods. Well, it's actually all through the Bible. We are literally, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Let me talk about it next episode. Psalm 82 verse 6, look it up. Jesus quoted it in John 10. Thanks for listening. Kingdom Dynamics videos, more videos coming. Hey, people of God, I just want to invite you to join us on Zello. You can download the app on Google Play or iTunes or the Play Store, sorry, the Apple Store. On Monday, Wednesday and Friday nights, three times a week, Australian Eastern Standard Time, join the Kingdom Dynamics channel and we will be chatting on a walkie-talkie together. Praying together, seeking first the kingdom. I promise you'll get power for your life and you'll keep seeking the kingdom of God. You know, it's not enough just to go to church once a week on a Sunday. Even our daily devotional, we end up doing life on our own and with God, and we need others in our lives. And so just tune in 8 p.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday on Zello. It's a walkie-talkie on your phone. And you can have 100 people on the channel. Once we have a number of people, we can organize, you know, physical meetups and kingdom explosions where we'll, you know, meet somewhere, maybe Melbourne, Bendigo, wherever you are, and demonstrate the kingdom with people. But don't worry about that detail yet. Just join us 8 p.m. three times a week. Think of us as your virtual connect group. Think of us as seeking first the kingdom together and supporting each other in what often is a messy path that God causes us to follow as we follow the wind of the Spirit. Also, the video on YouTube is Kingdom Dynamics. It's, you know, it's not very good. There's not great lighting, there's not great sound, and but it's going to continue. Step by step, seed by seed, we're laying this foundation. Finally, join our Facebook group, Kingdom Dynamics, for daily inspiration and connection. Love you all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.